Dear brothers and sisters, as we continue this season of Advent, which is short and it's very familiar, the layout of the season, the 4 weeks roughly that we have, are filled with the prophet Isaiah. It starts off speaking about this preparation for the arrival, right? And the reason why Isaiah, and today we hear from Baruch, which is very similar to Isaiah's, but Isaiah, in the prophet Isaiah, the first 45 chapters of the book, is him speaking to the people in Israel that have been lacking in faith, falling away from following God, and warning them that if they do not change, they will be conquered, they will be exiled. And so the theme of those first 45 chapters lends itself to this season, which we are called to prepare a way for the Lord, to anticipate his coming and his arrival. And it ends with celebrating that first arrival, right? Celebrating Christmas, the birth of the God made man in Jesus Christ. And we celebrate that. We do our best to imitate what the result of that is a great generosity for others. But in all the activity and all the presence, we can get distracted from what we are to be focused on. Not receiving presents at Christmas time, but receiving God all the time. Making a way ready for him. So we hear this gospel with this quote from Isaiah. The ministry of John the Baptist is introduced like the Christmas story at the Mass at night. It lists all the leaders of the world at the time of the birth of Jesus. So it points out the great significance of this event. And so it starts off in that same way, listing all these tetrarchs, the Roman ruler, because John's arrival is huge. And what does it say that his message started out with? It was proclaiming a baptism of repentance. So it starts by being humble, admitting that we need God, that we are sinners, and then to make a way for him. So when you hear this, those of you that maybe work on the highway crew, it's real familiar to straighten roads and level hills and fill in valleys. But I don't think that's what he's talking about. He's talking about our hearts. So what are the valleys? What are the hills? What are the rough ways and the crooked ways? What is God wanting to do in us and for us by us giving him permission to do it? Well, some of the valleys that I readily see in perhaps my own life is the valleys of selfishness, the valleys of judgmental thoughts, the valleys of lacking in faith and confidence in God. And he wants them to be filled in with faith and confidence, humility and goodwill. What are the mountains and the hills that need to be brought low? Oh, that's perhaps my attachment to TV or games. Those things that have a higher priority than my prayer and my generosity to others. Things that I would rather do than what God is wanting me to do. And he wants to level them in priority so that God rises in my priority, relationship with Him, faithfulness to Him. The crooked ways, when I don't want to admit that I'm wrong. I like how we make it sound better. I told a white lie. No, it's a lie. Whether it's white or black, it's a lie, right? Well, I wouldn't have been so mean to you if you wouldn't have done that. He wants to straighten those out and for us to be able to say, I'm sorry, forgive me. I was thinking about me. Brothers and sisters, these are the way of making an open entrance to the Lord, because He wants to heal those things. He wants to fix those things, but He needs our permission. So let's go back to another story in the gospel where Jesus returns to His home synagogue in Nazareth. And all the people are looking at Him saying, wow, where did He get all this? Isn't this the son of the carpenter? Isn't Mary His mother? How did He get all this? And He said, as they started to question Him, He said, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown. And they got mad at Him. They wanted to throw Him out over the hill. And it said He could work almost no mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. It didn't say that He chose not to work mighty deeds. It said that He couldn't work any because of their lack of faith. Now, this is huge. That if we lack in faith and don't give God permission, He can't do for us what He wants. We can prevent the living God from being able to do mighty deeds by lacking in faith. Brothers and sisters, He wants to make those low valleys level. He wants to bring down the hills that get in the way of His entering into our lives. Usually, our lives, if we rightly describe them, He wants to enter into our mess. He's not ashamed to do that. He's not hesitant to do that. He will only do it, though, if we, with confidence and faith, give Him permission and invite Him. Brothers and sisters, this is the time of faith and readiness to let God into our reality, believing nothing is impossible for Him. He wants to do great things for our families, for our community, for our city, for our country. But He's looking for men and women of faith and confidence in acting in ways that go counter to the culture, to the world, so that He can do these mighty deeds. For nothing is impossible for Him. Let us stop trying to do God's job and do our job of opening ourselves. The most fruitful human activity possible is to make ourselves able and available to receive God. And that's what we do at every Mass. So we're not preparing for His first arrival. We are making ready for His second arrival. But every day, every moment, He wants in His hidden way to enter into our hearts and our souls, our life, our worries, our joys, and participate in them and make them greater. Let us give Him permission. Let us allow God to have His way And in faith, let us trust what he promises so that we don't think we have to go and take care of those things that he will provide, like happiness, the ability to suffer graciously and be patient. He wants to give us those gifts. Let us make the way wide open to him so that we might grow into the saints that he has made us to be.